Hello.
Hey Jake.
What's up, Josh?
What's up? You've been watching a lot of ADCC footage. You analyze a lot of footage, and there's a lot of wrestling in there. And I wanted to just ask about this topic about wrestling in general. I was telling you before we started recording, I kind of like three different ways my mind is going about it. And I wanted to just put that out there and then hear your thoughts about how would you approach wrestling? Is it important to approach wrestling? How should white belts think about wrestling? So my thoughts were like, one part of me wants to learn some wrestling, maybe one or two takedowns or something like that. So that way I don't have to like always rely on pulling guard and sweeping from there. And also, a lot of the guys at the gym are bigger than me. So playing bottom is not always, it'd be fun to play top sometimes. So that's one area of thinking. The second area of thinking is like what Danaher says of for new people is start from the ground up and just learn your guard retention, pin escapes, half guard, start from there. And so part of me is like, yeah, let me just focus on that, the quote unquote fundamentals, maybe develop good defense. And then my third train of thought is like, should I just not wrestle because there's so much injuries? You know, like I feel like it's like people have said it's a young people sport or whatever. And fall uncontrolled falling body weight, as Danaher said, is one of the most common reasons for injury. And I'm a scrawny dude, and if I'm trying to like take people down or I get taken down, maybe I'm gonna get injured. So that's my scatterbrained long question. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, so just right off the bat for all the listeners out there, I suck at wrestling. So this is kind of going to be like more conceptual on my part, but I am trying to think about the best ways to incorporate it into my game too, because I definitely want to develop the skill as well. So with that said, now let's like talk about it. But yeah, like you said, I have been watching a ton of ADCC matches, and they've been in the 66 kilogram division. So smaller people, but one of the categories that I documented was out of the matches that ended in submission. So not points related, which could affect this as well, but I kind of wanted to start with like the low hanging fruit. But out of the matches that ended in submission, the person who initiated the takedown won 22 matches, and the person who defended the takedown, who or was like shot on, won 20 of 20 matches. So 22 for the offense, 20 for defense. So there's not that much of a benefit for being the person who initiates a takedown. And also with that said, the person who pulled guard won 83 matches, and the person who was standing versus a guard puller won 53 matches.
Whoa.
So it seemed like for the 66 kilogram, again, this could be different as you get bigger in weight, but it's kind of one of the things I'm interested to find out. But it seems like if you pull the person who pulls guard has the best chance of submitting their opponent. And again, it could be different with points involved. But just as far as submission goes, if you pull guard, you have a very good chance of winning by submission, which is interesting. And then as far as submission goes, there's no real benefit for being offensive or defensive from the feet. It's kind of like neutral as far as like if you get shot on, you could get guillotined or there's a lot that can happen. So I thought that was pretty interesting. So I think as far as like competition goes, ADCC rule set is one that highly favors takedowns, and that is the statistics, you know. So in a lot of tournaments that normal people are competing in, I imagine the rules don't favor takedowns as much as ADCC. So I imagine there'd be almost more incentive to pull guard in that type of context. So, I mean, just kind of going off of what Danaher said, like start from the ground up. If you want to be good at competing, the numbers of what I've seen so far analyzing this show that pulling guard is the way to win competitions by submission. So yeah, with that said, I do think there is a ton of value for learning how to wrestle, because like you said, it's not always fun to be the bottom person on, in a match with someone much bigger than you. So yeah, like some ways, because like, I mean, I think Nicky Ryan's a good example of this. Like, the dude has so many injuries. It seems like he's always hurt. And like his last like really bad knee injury was when he was wrestling up against Dante. And yeah, I think he like tore his meniscus. But yeah, he's had a lot of knee surgeries, and he is a big, like one of his biggest strengths now is his wrestling, because he spent so much time doing it. But yeah, I think we have to be safe when we're trying to do it. So the way that, again, I suck at wrestling and I'm trying to think about the best way to do this, but Danaher talks about, I forget what instructional it is, but he talks about how there are two phase sweeps pretty much, or takedowns in jiu-jitsu. And if you're a jiu-jitsu person going against a wrestler, it's probably not going to be realistic for you to stand up with them and engage in a wrestling battle and shoot on them and take them down. Like, it's going to take years for you to develop those skills. But if you can start on bottom and off balance them, and then as they hit their butt and they're trying to regain their balance, you're controlling their hips. So it's like, okay, maybe you couldn't take them down from a neutral position, but can you take them down from a position where you have a huge head start, right? The answer still might be no, like if you really suck at wrestling, but at least it gives you a better chance. And then there are obviously like degrees. So like, if you like knock them down and they're like completely on their butt, they haven't even started building height, and now you like lock your hands and you're like finishing a takedown pretty much, like a lot of people, regardless of how bad at wrestling you are, you should be able to like hold someone down from that point, you know? So basically the way I think is the best way to go about it is to use skills that you're already developing, like off balancing from bottom position, and then following up those off balances with wrestle ups. So at least you're getting a huge head start and you're developing the finishes of a lot of takedowns. And from there, I think you maybe could start to like the person's not engaging, so then you just like straight up come up on a single leg, you know, and then finish a single leg. But that is going to be a much more neutral position than like knocking them down to their butt and then following up. So that's kind of the way I've categorized it. Like, level one is like tripod sweep them down to the ground and then come up and wrestle up, you know? And then level two is like coming up on a single leg and then going body lock and then double leg to take them down or whatever. And then you can like work your way up to wrestling. But I think level three might be like turtle, and practicing a lot from turtle, where again, it's kind of low amplitude. But you're learning a lot of like wrestling skills and like breaking people down to the mat and keeping their hands on the mat and just break people down to a hip and just like learning skills that are going to translate to just straight up wrestling. So I think like that's the way I'm planning to build up to eventually being able to wrestle. But like, when you start, you got to start safely, and you got to give yourself a head start. You can't just straight up wrestle with people that are way better at wrestling, especially if they're Hawaiian and they weigh 100 pounds more than you and they've been wrestling their whole life. So that's how I'm going about it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. A couple of points I wanted to touch on. First is, for those who haven't heard yet, yeah, Jake is doing this amazing, like, in-depth analysis of all the ADCC submission finishes from last year, I believe, in each weight class, and is working on putting together some really interesting submission data. One point on the submission data, part of me wonders is like, the guard pullers are winning so much. I wonder if it's because they just know, like, they picked their game and they just specialized in, I'm like not even going to spend any time trying to wrestle because I haven't wrestled at all. And all my training time, I've gotten really good at first starting from bottom and then winning from there. So I wonder if that might be a piece of it too.
Another layer into that, which again, I just kind of picked the low hanging fruit, but as I kind of get deeper into it, it would be interesting to see, like, did the people who pull guard get the submission from guard, or did they use guard to wrestle up and get on top, or did they, like, how did that match lay out? I think it's kind of the follow-up question to that, but Yeah, I'm only one man, so we're going slowly through this. But yeah, I think there's a lot of interesting things to find out through this data for sure.
Yeah, pretty cool. And then on your second point, I really like that the level one, two, three kind of approach to it. And it made me think of like, I don't know, I heard it on a podcast or something of someone saying like, it's surprising. I was like, white belts, how easy it is. Sometimes you could just stand, up, I guess. And there have been times, even recently in like open mats where I'm mostly sparring with people around my skill level of white belts. And there are some times where like you're in that weird in between position and you're both trying to like get up almost. And all you have to do is just lift their foot up or just push their shoulder a little bit. And now you're on top. And it's like, whoa, that was so easy. Why do we just accept being like on our butts all the time? So I feel like maybe for me, a good way to approach it is having that mindset a little bit more of like in those seemingly gray or like quote unquote scramble times that I don't understand, having the approach of like, yeah, I maybe just wrestling a little bit or like keeping them down a little bit. I found that just grabbing their foot and like lifting it up has been probably the most effective for me so far. I'm only like barely 60 classes into jiu-jitsu, but yeah, if you were to say for white belts, would that be the first area you would have them focus on in terms of the quote unquote wrestling? Is just like in those gray areas, see if you can just stand up, or would you start from turtle or something else? As you all know by now, I'm a huge fan of journaling for jiu-jitsu and in life. And I've been working on a journaling app called Sherpa. It's designed to give you a few journaling prompts to set an intention, plan, or goal before you go to practice, and then reflect afterwards to help you get the most out of your training and guide your focus. Sherpa uses AI to analyze your entries, gives you summaries and insights over time to show you where you're progressing, and then pinpoint areas of improvement for you to focus on. We're looking for athletes to test out the app on a free trial and give us some feedback to help us shape the future of the app. So if you're interested in joining, you can sign up at the waitlist in the episode description or directly at the website, sherpajournal.ai. That's sherpajournal.ai.
Yeah, I would say that's a good, it's a good question. I think it depends probably on your background and things like that. But I think for people like you and me, where it's like this is our only real form of martial art experience, just having little principles like that, where if their foot isn't on the ground, it's going to be hard for them to end up on top, you know. And I think just learning that principle, you would learn from like learning some sort of off balance from guard. And then as you're coming up on top, you just keep their foot off the ground. And then kind of like Danaher says, like our goal in jiu-jitsu is like, if I'm passing your guard, I am probably going to first initially make contact with your feet. And then I'm going to try and work up to control your torso. And then once I control your torso, then I start to work to isolate limbs after that. That's like the most controlling form of jiu-jitsu. And it's kind of the same thing with wrestling. You oftentimes like pick up a leg, pick up a single leg, or if you're wrestling up from guard, you'll like do an ankle pick and like just hold their foot off the ground. And then you work your way up their leg, and then you maybe get a body lock, and then you work down to the mat, and then you can start working to isolate their arms after you control them. Right. So I think just like understanding that principle, and then just trying to find ways to give yourself an advantage. So you're not trying to just like straight up use your speed or athleticism to pick their leg up off the ground, where it's like you said, it's like a gray area and their foot is already in your hand. It's like, oh, let me just pick it up off the ground, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That I think is little areas. If you can identify those areas, it's probably going to lead to like a better understanding of the principles that we're trying to highlight when we're learning wrestling.
Right. Do you pull guard usually?
Yeah, pretty much every time.
Okay, gotcha. Right away? Or like, do you sometimes wait like, oh, are they going to pull guard? Or do you?
Well, I guess it's a little interesting because our mat space is super small. So we don't have a lot of space to like wrestle around, and I don't compete ever. So in general, like I'll sit but then I'll kind of just like see what they're doing. And if they're kind of like not engaging, then I'll do like exactly what you talked about. Like if they're just kind of sitting with like one foot up and like one foot tucked like by their butt and like not really coming forward and their butt's back on their heels, I'll just basically like push their shoulders back and grab their ankle, and then they'll fall and I'll just be holding their ankle up. So like I pulled guard, but then just kind of like assess what they're doing. And then like, if they're like, as Danaher would say, if like their shoulders are in line with their hips, meaning like their shoulders aren't forward, then you can just push them backwards. So yeah, that's basically what I do. And then, right. Or they'll stand up and they'll like actually try and pass. And it's like, okay, cool. Like now we can play jiu-jitsu. But if they're just like sitting in front of me, then I just knock them over. Yeah.
Right. I'm also really interested in this idea of turtle. Maybe this will even warrant an entire episode just on turtle, but I find myself in turtle a lot. And they're always like trying to take the back, you know, and like getting the hooks in, and I'm in turtle a lot. So I'm curious about like, if they're already trying to take your back from turtle, how do you wrestle up? Or do you kind of, you know, what ends up happening to me a lot is I'm in turtle, they're trying to take my back, and I just end up back inside control. Or I get into, yeah. Or I let them take my, get one hook in, let, as they're taking my back, I go straight into escaping, like get my back to the mat, like almost go with them. And then I either get out back inside control or something else. But let me pause there. Yeah. What are your thoughts on like practicing from turtle and wrestling, even though they're trying to take your back?
Well, I was thinking about it in more in terms of the offensive person being able to practice like wrestling from turtle, but kind of like you said, I think it does apply defensively as well. And it's a position that I admittedly don't like practice all that much in. And kind of like you, I would much rather just fall to my side and escape side control. I'm completely comfortable doing that as opposed to staying in turtle and getting my back taken. But yeah, I think, don't remember again what instructional this is from, but I remember Gordon saying it's probably from his like front headlock slash like turtle, I don't even know what it's called, front headlock, turtle, I don't know, defense or whatever. Either way, he says like the correct escape a lot of times is literally exactly what you said, and just like fall and give them side control is like the correct way to defend. But you can't do that in a lot of tournament type situations because you'll give up points. Oh. So the only downside is that you'll give up points. But if you're in a ADCC match where, you know, there's no points involved for the first, you know, 3 minutes or 5 minutes, whatever, you know, time you're playing, it could make sense for you to just be like, all right, you're in turtle, whatever, I'm just going to give you side control. But a lot of people will try and like 4-point out, meaning like they get their hips really high, and just try and like shake people off the top, I think it's becoming a very common defense from turtle.
Right. I haven't actually, in a lot of times when I'm in turtle, I haven't tried to just quote unquote just stand up and like get onto the 4 points. That's interesting. I think I'm gonna try that a little bit more. I think it's, for me as someone so new, maybe it's this fear around the position of standing. Like the standing position is just scary. So I think a lot of that, because of that fear, it holds me back from wrestling up or like just standing up at times. I just like accept right. being on the bottom.
Yeah. Again, for me, it's not a position that I practice too much in. Again, it's kind of like for me, if I stand up, I really want to put myself in a position where I can immediately like take them down or just get like super deep on a takedown, as opposed to like standing up and then like resetting to neutral, and then I got to embarrass myself by sitting back down and pulling guard again. So yeah, a lot of times, I think this is just a position I need to practice more. And I think a lot of high level people spend a lot of time practicing turtle. So it's definitely on my list of things to do. It's just, you know, hard to get to everything. And I'm kind of focused on my guard right now and trying to make that dangerous. But after this, I think turtle is going to be the next stop, because I do think it's super important to practice from there.
Yeah, we could practice some turtle when I come visit.
Yeah, perfect.
So back to when you were talking about practicing your wrestling from turtle position, you meant from if your opponent is in turtle and you're on top.
Yeah,
right, like trying to grab hips. It's almost like doing a stout double leg. Like instead of them standing like a whole tree, it's like they're just the trunk and you're still trying to. Do you mean like that, those kind of movements of breaking people down from turtle when you're on top?
Right. Or they're trying to stand up like all the way back up to their feet and you need to like, okay, they took their right hand off the mat to stand up. Let me like put some weight out there to put their hand back on the mat, or they're standing up. Shoot. Let me just like, you know, let them stand up and switch to a single leg or switch to a double leg to complete this takedown. Like it just gives you a big advantage, I think, again, and just gives you an ability to practice just like your weight distribution and just like kind of like the middle ground of that like standing position to get you a little more comfortable in that. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. I kept thinking about it, me being in turtle, like on bottom and like wrestling up from there. Like, but then I was like, wait, but they're trying to take my back. So how do I grab a limb? Yeah. It makes sense from the top. I think this will be a fun one for me to find some training partner during class. Hey, positionally, let's start from turtle. Like see what happens.
Yeah. And you can lead class when you come out here and show us what you learned from turtle.
I'll just put together the craziest curriculum combination from all these European classes.
Yep. Puzzle it all together.
Yeah. How about trips? Do you think of that in the same way as wrestling, or is that just a whole nother rabbit hole we could save for another conversation? Like judo trips, yeah, throws?
I think kind of like half guard. Like in my recent video, it's like you have your high knee shield, you have your low knee shield, and you have your butterfly half guard. And it's like people will say, oh, butterfly half guard's the best. Or they'll say, oh, wrestling's the best or judo's the best. It's like at the end of the day, it's all half guard. And you should be able to use all three of them together and like highlight the pros and then cover up the cons with the pros of the other one. So I just kind of lump everything together as like standing position, and then like you have your wrestling, you have your, you know, trips and judo style things. I wouldn't put too much distinction between them. But yeah, I think the million-dollar question is how to use them in combination. And that's what we're trying to figure out.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the judo trips just look so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. They just look so effortless when they're done perfectly.
Yeah, I really wish I could do it. Oh, yeah. One other thought that came to me was in the Lex Friedman, Hodger Gracie episode, Lex was talking about drilling. And Hodger made the argument that like, you want to drill until you understand the mechanics, but after that, you don't really need to drill, as in repetition of the movement. And Lex made an argument about what about for wrestling? And I believe they both agreed that drilling is actually good for wrestling. And it made me think that for wrestling, what they're optimizing for is not understanding the mechanic, but the movement, like the speed of the movement. Because it seems like a takedown is like an opportunistic thing. And you have to like, when you see the opening, you got to like quickly, bam, like get the entry and then complete the takedown in a very fast way. So I think maybe that's another part of it, that it's like a different kind of learning than jiu-jitsu, like learning how to do a takedown. It's like this repetition of this explosive movement and then learning how to recognize the entry of when to like fire the trigger. So maybe that's another challenge I anticipate if I were to try to one day learn wrestling. So I might just stick with playing bottom.
Yeah, it's not something that I've had much experience in, so I don't know if I could speak to the best way to learn wrestling, but obviously Hodger is a person that I would trust. Yeah. And maybe start with that and then, you know, learn my own little tricks along the way. But yeah, with that said though, I do remember like people talking about the Russian wrestling program and them saying like it was a lot of like games, like they're like very playful in their wrestling. And I don't know what exactly that means. Like, is it just like kind of like loose drilling, in like the way we would define drilling, or is it kind of like the games that we've been talking about on this channel quite a bit, you know, and mm-hmm. being less structured with like the actual techniques and just kind of like playing around more with the positions? I don't entirely know. But I know that like a big part of like the analysis has come from studying like the way Russians wrestle. So that could be a good like starting point, maybe, is kind of like dive into their curriculum and just kind of see how they do things. And yeah, that would just be my only thought on it.
Yeah. I think my takeaway is, this early on in my jiu-jitsu journey, I think I'm going to focus on wrestling up from bottom when the opportunities are there. And then I think I'm just personally more excited about turtle than I was before this conversation. So I think that's a good thing, like that off the mat, like changing your mindset around, wait a second, turtle is a good opportunity from top to practice wrestling. And then even defensively, transitioning and then sweeping. So
I think your defensive mindset that you said from turtle, I think is really good. Like, I'm just either gonna accept side control and escape side control, or I'm gonna kind of almost let them have my back but not really, and like already right. be escaping by the time they get it. I think that's really a good way to look at it.
Thanks. I didn't even know, because I thought turtle was better than being on bottom side control, because it's more comfortable for me. Just like, I'm literally like holed up, like balled up, you know what I mean? But yeah, I think I'm going to think about it like, hey, I'm in turtle. And then when I'm ready to transition to back, letting them have my back or letting them go to side control, I'll skip over, like immediately go into the escape, you know? So it's like, it's kind of like that late stage armbar escape where when you break, you're ready going into the hitchhiker or whatever versus
right. do it on your own terms kind of thing.
Yeah.
Don't let them dictate it. Yeah.
Yeah. Your tempo. Maybe you're gaining tempo or something like that. Man, this game is deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really deep.
Good stuff. Anything else?
Well, I think that was a good episode.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we covered it at a lot of angles, and I'm excited to explore turtle more.
Yeah. For not knowing anything about wrestling, it almost sounded like we knew what we were talking about.
I know, right? Good stuff.
Yeah. Cool.
See ya.
All right. See you, Josh.